Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And right now, boy and girl, I'm sitting at your bedside table, and I'm looking you right in the eye, sparkling with my glowing candle light. And you're looking at me and you're saying, "Hi, Mr. Candle." And I'm saying, "Hi, boys and girls, I love you." It's a wonderful evening, isn't it? You've had a wonderful day and done great things. And in my travels all over the world, I meet boys and girls who are happy and who are unhappy and who are excited and who are not excited and who are doing all sorts of wonderful things. And it's so exciting for me because I really enjoy that. I really enjoy traveling all over the world. I must do that because that's my work. And that's what I love. Well, I was talking to John last night, and John was, you know, a normal kid. He was 7, and he was telling me, "Mr. Candle, why is my little brother so happy?" I didn't see anything happening in his world to make him so happy. Why is he so happy? And I said, "Well, John, let's go ask Raymond and see why he was so happy." And so we went in the other room and we asked Raymond, "Why are you so happy?" And Raymond was 5. And Raymond said, "I'm happy? Well, I haven't thought of myself as being happy. I'm just me." And John said, "But you're so happy. Why are you so happy?" Well, John, I don't take things so serious like you do. You see, you're my older brother, and you know more about life than I do. And so you think about things, and you worry about things, and you take things so seriously, and I don't take things seriously, because I am just having fun being me, and I like being me. Then you can't do things like that. You have to, when mother says you have to go to bed, it's time to go to bed. And when it's time to take your bath, it's time to take your bath. And when mother says sit at the table and behave now and stop playing around, you have to sit at the table and behave and stop playing around. "Well, you know, John," Raymond said sort of pontifically, "you know, John, I don't pay attention to anything. If mother says sit at the table, I sit at the table. If mother says, don't play around at the table, I know who she means. She means the rest of you, because I don't play around at the table. I always behave. And I am a good boy." "But John, you're not always a good boy. Sometimes you don't do things so good." "Raymond is my name, and Raymond stands for being good. Raymond stands for lovable. Raymond stands for a fantastic guy. Raymond stands for me, and everybody loves me." "But," John said, "how can everybody love you, Raymond? You're a little rascal sometimes. Sometimes you're not so nice." "John, you know, it's only when you see me not nice that I'm not nice. How does everybody else see me, John? How does everybody else see Raymond?" "Well, we all say Raymond's such a good boy. Raymond's got a smile on his face all the time. Raymond is a happy child. Raymond is so wonderful. Raymond, I get tricked on that." "Oh," Raymond said, "so you get sick of that. Well, John, just remember, this is what I see about you." "Yeah? Yeah, what do you see about me?" "I see you, John, a happy boy. I see you, my brother, my big brother, and I am so proud of you. I see you as my people that I look at to say what is right in life, because you do everything that is so right and so good. And John, when I have trouble, I come to you and I say, 'John, how do you do this? John, why is he so angry? I'm not angry, but he's angry. Why is he angry?' And John, you always have the right answer for me. John, you're so wonderful. It is so wonderful to have you as a big brother. I feel so good. Raymond, how can anyone be angry at you? How can anyone be unhappy with you? Well, I don't know, John. All I do is just be myself and have fun. And I love myself, and I love everybody. I love everybody. And you know, John, I can still hold my teddy bear and cuddle him and say I love you to my teddy bear. And you can't, because you think that's for little children. Well, John, take a teddy bear and cuddle him and hold him and tell him you love him. And you'd be surprised. It sort of makes you feel all good inside. And you know, John, I'd like to give you a hug and tell you I love you. Can I?
Yeah, all right.
Well, can I really? I mean, you know, I don't want to do it if you don't want me to hug you.
Oh, go ahead.
So, Raymond gave John a big hug. And John looked down at Raymond and said,
I can see why everybody loves you so. You're just made that way. I can see why you're always so happy,
because you live as a good and a wonderful boy.
Raymond, oh, Raymond, I'm so happy to have you as my little brother,
and I'm so happy that I can be nice and do nice things for you.
Thanks for being my role, Raymond.
Oh, it's okay, John. Anytime.
You're a great guy.
And John, if there's anything I have that you want to borrow, you don't even have to ask me. You can go right in my room, and you can take anything you want and play with it, and just have all the fun you want. And John, anything I have is yours. Because, John, you're my big brother, and I love you.
Boys and girls, look at that. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right along with his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to put all the boys and girls into happy dreams.
Hey, so we better say goodnight now. So each one of you now, take your mommy and your daddy, and snuggle them in your arms, hold them tight and say, Mommy, I love you, I love you, I love you, Daddy. You're so fantastic, Daddy. Yes, I love you. And then grab your teddy bear. You're never too old for a teddy bear. And snuggle the teddy bear in your arms while Mommy tucks you in. And Daddy pats you on the forehead and gives you a snicker kiss and says, I love you. So here we go now. Mr. Sandman, good night. I will see you another time. Have a wonderful night. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.